Today, President Roosevelt approved an immediate appeal by the American Red Cross for a war relief fund of $50 million. Now we present the Honorable Norman H. Davis, Chairman of the American Red Cross, in a brief address to the American people launching this appeal. Mr. Davis.
An aggressor nation has destroyed the peace we patiently sought to keep, and America is at war. As a consequence, the American Red Cross has been placed on a wartime footing. Tonight, we issued an appeal for a war fund of $50 million to carry out our wartime responsibilities. Those responsibilities, both civilian and military, are clearly defined. Our services have been enlarged and expanded during the emergency, prior to the outbreak of hostilities. Indeed, our expenditures in the last year already have jumped from about $400,000 per month to $1 million monthly. And now that we are at war and the Red Cross faces new and heavier obligations, I say to you that we must have greatly increased resources to meet them. The present is no time for halfway measures. In time of crisis, the people of the United States do not work that way. I'm convinced, therefore, that there will be no halfway response to the organization's drive for at least $50 million to meet emergency needs. As chairman of the American Red Cross, I ask that you give generously so that the Red Cross may maintain its stations on the front lines of mercy. The attacks on Hawaii and the Philippines found the far-flung operations of the American Red Cross ready for instant action. Relief to the victims of Japanese bombings and the evacuation of civilians at those points give ample proof that the Red Cross was prepared. Already we've expended considerable sums in the last 24 hours. Red Cross workers are on the alert for similar calls to action throughout the nation and at all insular posts. The Red Cross now has nearly 1,000 trained workers in the military and naval camps and hospitals, nearly 2 million willing volunteers carrying on their work in the various chapters. Their ranks and our resources must be greatly augmented to keep pace with the growth of our military establishment, for the job they do is important to us all. Every Army and Navy post in the United States and our insular possessions is covered by these tireless men and women who handle the home and family problems of the men behind. Not all. The Red Cross enrolls nurses for the Army and Navy. The Red Cross is furnishing large stores of life-giving blood plasma to the Army and Navy. The Red Cross is engaged in the production of millions of surgical dressings for the Army and Navy. And the Red Cross is training millions of our citizens in emergency first aid, nursing, and nutrition, all invaluable adjuncts of defense behind the lines. There are millions of our citizens who desire today to demonstrate their will to victory over the enemy. Not all can be in the armed forces, and not all can volunteer their services for humanitarian work, but all can volunteer their dollars to arm the Red Cross to be their representative at the scene of battle and distress. Today is the day to demonstrate our high morale, our unity, our determination, not alone to support our president and our fighting men at the front, but also to ensure to our wounded, homeless, and war sufferers that we stand 100% ready to aid them through the Red Cross. So let your contribution to the Red Cross War Fund be the badge of your loyalty to America. Please give generously through your local Red Cross chapter. Thank you.
You have heard the Honorable Norman H. Davis, Chairman of the American Red Cross, in an address to the nation, launching a $50 million war relief fund appeal. Mr. Davis spoke from Washington. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Carmen Cavallaro, his piano, and his orchestra. The National Broadcasting Company is pleased to bring you the music of Carmen Cavallaro, his piano and his orchestra, from the Cosmos Room of the Carlton Hotel in the heart of your nation's capital. Strange as it may seem, at this hour of the night, we're daydreaming. Change in mood, a change in tempo. Here's the rumba, Sueño Dorado. now one of those medleys you like to hear, played by the Carmen Cavallaro Orchestra. First, How Long Did I Dream? For your listening pleasure, the National Broadcasting Company has been pleased to bring you the music of Carmen Cavallaro, piano and his orchestra, from the Cosmos Room of the Carlton Hotel in the heart of your nation's capital. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.